Good afternoon. This is Mark O with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 11th. The grains closed mixed with December corn up 2.25 cents, closing at 3.45 1/2. November beans down 0.25 cents, closing at 9.54 1/4. And December wheat up 3.5 cents, closing at 4.07 1/4. Interesting, the corn and wheat rallied here today, despite the fact that the dollar was up 72 ticks. Currently trading at 97.66. This is the highest levels since March on the U.S. dollar. Gold and silver were down a little bit. Crude oil was down 60 cents a barrel, but none of this seemed to have much impact on the corn and wheat. Obviously, the funds wanted to cover some of their short positions before the report tomorrow. Export sales were huge on the beans, 1.8 million metric tons. A little bit under expectations on the corn, but still a good number, 1.13, and light on the wheat, 4.33. This afternoon at 3 o'clock in a half an hour, we'll get the crop progress showing harvest activity. We should be just a little bit behind the averages, in my opinion, but doing a pretty good job. If we're ahead of averages, there really isn't much of a bullish argument in these grains for the time being. With that being said, however, tomorrow's reports, first of all, we've got the funds heavily short the corn and the wheat. The NASS came out today and said that only 66% of farmers have replied to the surveys for this report, where the average response is 79%. So do farmers not want to participate and let the world know how big these crops are? And could they be holding back some of the bullish yields out, or excuse me, some of the big yields that they're experiencing out there? Certainly possible. So could we see a friendly number in the corn, get the funds to start covering their massive short positions? It is certainly possible. I would say, as I've been saying all along, if you've got corn sold, I'd re-own it with some call options in here to keep the upside open. The beans, the funds are still long the beans. I would guess that they would sell beans and buy corn, sell beans and buy wheat, depending on what the reports say. I don't think if they come out with a smaller number in the beans that anybody's going to believe it. So we're just going to have to see, you know, what kind of responses they get to these reports, what the numbers are. But if we can get the funds to cover, you know, who knows? It could be worth 30 or 40 cents, maybe a little bit more than that. If they do cover, in my opinion, you've got to be a seller at some point here this week. Fund buying will usually come in three-day waves, so maybe we'll see it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If we're significantly higher, I would be selling into it if you still haven't priced any of your cash, particularly if we're anywhere near 385. I would really go ahead and be willing to sell some grain. So the beans with the funds long, you know, I think that's probably the bearish element out there for the time being. But again, I'd have puts on for anything you haven't sold. I'd own a few calls for what you have sold out here. That's really about it. You know, it's going to be a case of, you know, once the numbers are released, if they're incredibly bullish because the farmers haven't participated in the study and thrown out their big yields, I think the trade will sense that and they'll sell it in the next couple of days. If it's big numbers with just 69% reporting, this market's in trouble, big trouble. So it's really, you know, what the funds are going to do tomorrow. We'll see. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.